Well, the WEBO Morning Show, very pleased to welcome a member of the flag football team here from Owego, one member of the flag football team. Coach Dave Williams joins us here live in studio. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Matt.
You're on the solo plan today.
Yes, yes, I see that.
These things can happen sometimes. Well, let's go ahead. We're going to dive right in. And your most recent game was last night here at home. Owego versus Windsor. Owego going and victorious 26-6. Let's talk about that game.
Yeah, that was a really tough game. Windsor was very, very physical, big, strong. They have a tremendous running game. And they had a ball control game, so it kept the ball out of our hands a lot. But we came up with a couple key defensive stops at early in the game and came back. And, you know, we managed to win it 26-6.
Well, overall, it sounds like the consistency definitely coming together for the team. And that's evidenced by the prior game. We go going and winning over Johnson City in a away game. And that was last week, was it?
Yeah, last Friday night.
And 51-12, Owego final score in that game. That is quite a spread right there.
Yeah, we came out of the box fast in that game. We had first possession, went down, scored instantly. And then we had an interception on, I think, the third play that they had the ball. And we were up 14-0 in the first couple minutes of the game.
And that's where it went right there.
Yep.
Now, you've got some interesting statistics there somewhere on the table in front of you that you started talking off the air about. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're on quite a roll here. Our last four games, we've actually outscored our opponents 181-25. And, you know, the 181 is attributed to our great quarterback and our receivers and our running backs. They've just been playing fantastic. And our center, the blocking center, Emmy Cole, she's been doing great. And the 25 points that we've allowed is we attributed to our coach, Zach Kittner, and he's doing a great job with the kids, and they're really playing well.
Why don't we go ahead while we're on the roster and go through some of the players and what they're bringing to the table this year?
Well, you know, we've got Kylie Griffin. She scored, she's thrown for over probably 12 touchdowns in the last few games, and she's been hot. And we've had some tremendous catches. In the Johnson City game, we had a catch that was by Ava McKeon, and it was fantastic. It was like a bullet shot right over the middle, right over the top. It'd be something you'd see on a Sunday afternoon, and it was beautiful to watch. Last night, we had another fantastic touchdown catch by Evelyn Howell. She went up over the top, and she kind of popped it up, and it popped up to herself, and it popped up in the air. She came down with it and scored a touchdown on that. So, I mean, those are two standout catches we've had in the last 2 weeks.
That is absolutely phenomenal. So once again, the energetic performance of the team continuing as far as the synergy that was picked up last year when it pretty much went all the way right there. Now, a few special events you have coming up. You've got a senior night that's scheduled. Tell me about what that's going to be.
Yeah, that's a week from Friday on May 8th. That's our senior night, our last home game, and that's going to be a big game because that's against Waverly, our rivals.
Oh, yeah.
Our rivals. And the girls are talking about it already. We're trying to say, hey, we've got two games this coming week coming up. We have to, you know, not look ahead, play, you know, one game at a time. But, yeah, looking forward to that senior night, and that's going to be great.
Now, up next, Owego has improved performance up 5-2 right now. And your next game is going to be coming up. And it looks like that'll be Wednesday, is it not?
Yeah, next Wednesday we play at Vestal at 7:30 p.m. And they're a solid team, so it's going to be a tough game for us. And the following day we have to go to Norwich as well. And they're pretty quick, too. They got a great running back, great quarterback, so we're looking forward to that challenge.
It should be quite interesting overall. Now, looking at the Vestal game, what do you see as some key challenges coming in?
Well, they got a great quarterback, and you know, they've allowed probably 40 points or less all season. So you know, they got a good defense, and they're well coached. And Vestal is Vestal.
Not biased in any way.
Well, yeah. You know, being there my whole career, it's I can't wait to play him. Let's put it that way.
I was gonna say, how's this gonna fare out as you sit there?
I'm red and blue all the way in this one.
Okay, so we got to see where the loyalty lies right there. Now, the Norwich game, once again, away. You got the bus ride all the way there. And what are your thoughts going into that one?
Well, you know, we anticipate a tough game against Vestal, and then coming back and then turn around the next day to go to Norwich. We think that's going to be a challenge, but I think our girls are going to be up to it.
Okay. And anything special you're doing to prepare for that?
We just, you know, I just got done with Windsor yesterday. So, no, we'll start prepping and get that game plan going on Monday.
How have practices been running with you and your coaching staff with the girls?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a challenge because a lot of these girls play two sports. And, you know, they have we try to give them a break, give them some time off, and we try to weigh it so they're not exhausted. And it is a challenge. And, you know, what they're trying to do, and it's a lot of credit to them that they're managed to do it and do it well.
Now, the scheduling with Section 4 seems to be better this year. Last year, a lot of conflicts between softball and flag football, and that resulted in the girls having to make a choice one way or the other. And quite often, unfortunately, softball, of course, ended up on the short end of that stick. They wanted to go and they wanted to play flag football. And again, whether it was one way or the other, at least this year, that doesn't seem to be an issue.
Yeah, we don't have any softball girls on our team this year. And I understand what happened last year. That's not right. That's not okay. Something, you know, Section 4 needed to do something different on that, but I was not involved in that personally. But I understand where, you know, the softball players just are playing softball. We understand that.
And Steve definitely got into it on that side of it. So for sure, it was a good thing at the end of the day. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dave Williams. He's with the Uwego Riverhawks varsity girls flag football team. We just talked about Johnson City and Uwego in that game. That was a 51-12 Uwego. Also the Uwego and Windsor game. Uwego victorious again, 26-6. And that was just last night. Right here at home. We've talked about senior night coming up on May 8th, and that'll be a Friday in Uwego as they take on Waverly here at home. And up next is going to be the game with Vestal coming up at 7:30. That'll be Wednesday. And then the Uwego and Norwich game at 5:30. Both of those will be away games. As we start wrapping things up here today, Coach, any parting thoughts?
Nope, just looking forward to next week and continue on the roll here and see if we can just keep getting better each day and looking forward to getting into the playoffs later in this season.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a good end of the season right here, and playoffs should be quite exciting as we go forward, at least if last year is any example of that right there. If you missed any portion of this interview, you can check it out. We're going to post it at WEBO, your hometown station, and our Facebook site. It's 8:23. Good morning.